Meet the sound. Meet the Sound Backstage Edition. Welcome to the backstage edition of Meet the Sound. Today is all about concerts and what happens behind the stage. My guest today is Joke Daniels, and she works at a concert venue in Brussels. And she knows all the little secrets of the life backstage. We will also get to know everything about groupies and riders, and I will also call up some artists for their best memories. My name is Emily Tondeuk. This is Meet the Sound Backstage Edition. Little Numbers by Boy. And with me in the studio is Joke Daniels. Hello.
Hi, Emily. Nice Hi. To be here. Thank you for the invite.
Yeah, thank you for coming. So you work at Ancien Belgique. That's a pretty big concert venue in the center of Brussels. To me, as a music lover, working in a concert venue sounds like the ideal job. So is that true?
It is.
How? and what exactly do you do there?
Well, actually, the thing I do is a bit at the back office behind the shows. Once our bookers who do it very well book their shows, I take up all the paperwork behind them, the paper trail. I make sure we get the contracts, the invoices, and the thing that's the most exciting for your listeners, I guess, will be the riders.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that a bit later. But To me, the backstage, it sounds like a pretty unknown world to me and to many others, I suppose. It sounds like a place where everybody wants to be, but why is that? Why is the backstage so alluring?
I guess one of the things that makes it alluring is because it is closed. That's mm-hmm. also the kind of atmosphere we would like to create for our artists, because they are very public figures. They're always on stage. They have to perform. And when they come in the backstage area of the AB, we try to have a bit of home away from home. Mm-hmm. And it also means no fans intruding or being booked for photos or autographs. It's just a little place where they can be at ease.
Yeah, a private place
for them.
I see. You see many artists passing by during your time working there. But are there also a lot of artists like making a scene, like making a mess in backstage?
Well, it does happen sometimes, but that's also a bit of a myth that I can talk a bit about, because the thing is, for the artist, a concert is also their profession. It's their business. It's the way they make money.
Yeah.
So they're not gonna trash every backstage that they get in. Mm-hmm. So usually they're really nice guys. They come in, they just want to take a shower, go to the toilet like every ordinary person, mm-hmm. and then hang out in the couch.
Yeah.
Be a couch potato, basically, because they have to perform at night.
Yeah, just chill out before the show.
Yeah.
Okay. And have you seen some examples of like a mess, a big mess?
Oh, well, usually when there is some partying going on, usually when it's the start of the tour, when they're all very excited, or for example, when it's the last show of the tour, then it's party night, because the day after they all go home. Mm-hmm. And those are the times that, well, there might be some trashing involved, but that's also really minor, because they'll have a bit too much to drink, but who doesn't?
Mm-hmm.
Really trashing, that's usually the really, really young bands who go, for example, their first tour, and they see it as a big school trip and they don't know how to behave very well yet.
Mm-hmm.
And also usually, because we had one recently, it's the American bands who are on tour, because they're not allowed to drink in America with under 21.
Oh yeah, true.
And then they come to Europe and they're they can have a drink.
Yeah.
And Belgium is a very dangerous place for the people who are not used to heavy beers, because always ask for some local specialities, and in Belgium they hit the jackpot, because it's the Trappisten, the Chimes,
exactly, the country of the beers.
That's usually where it goes wrong.
All right, I can understand.
But they do have fun, so
that's most important for them, I suppose. Some bands, they make use of riders, just like a list where artists can demand for things like alcohol and the local beers, also food, or sometimes even crazier stuff, I suppose. What are some insane riders that you've seen passing by?
Well, I'm the first person who gets the rider, and I always make it a bit of a sport to always read everything that's in the rider, especially the hospitality rider, because I'm also very curious, what did they make up this time?
Mm-hmm.
I have a few examples with me here.
Mm-hmm.
For example, when you have the rock and roll attitude bands that come in, they always start with the heavy liquors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's usually, like one or two bottles. And then the jokes are always at the end of the rider. I have here one, the Melvins, for example. They ask for one tank, nitrous oxide, and three crash helmets. I think they were planning to blow up City Hall in Brussels.
Yeah, big plans.
I don't know what they'll do with it. Besides that, they also asked for a large butcher knife for the tour manager. Mm. Maybe, if he's unhappy with one of the band members, he can cut off a finger starting with the pinky.
Better watch out.
And they had their little son on tour with them, so they asked for 10 Kinder Surprise eggs. But besides that one, also a fine selection of adult magazines. And between brackets, they marked the more perverted, the better. So.
Okay.
They'll have a little bit of both.
Yeah, it's kind of surprising that they're not ashamed to put it on a list. Just like, bring me some perv magazines, please.
Well, usually it's more of a joke. So just to make sure, also because the writers are usually very dry info, and they try to make it a bit fun also for the person who gets the riders, that would be me in this case, or the one who, and they also they're up for a surprise, so they're looking forward, what will they do in Brussels with our rider?
Yeah, because I suppose sometimes they put on things that you really can't get, like the tank, but I also heard something about a unicorn.
Yes, indeed, we have Stefano O'Malley of Sunno, then they put the usual things, and like the third last item would be something a bit more weird, to also to make sure that you read to
until
the bottom.
Until the end, yeah.
And then we try to solve it with a bit of fun, like we put little unicorn in,
like
the, in the dressing room. Yeah, something like that.
Okay, that's nice. I'd like a toy unicorn.
We try to look for a creative solution to everything.
Nice. Joke, I'm coming back to you later. In a bit, we're going to call with Canadian artist Aaron Tyler Grant. So stay tuned. But first, Ash Tree Lane of Miss Mister. As a part of the live band of Canadian artist Lights, but also for his own work. He sings, plays keyboard, but most of all guitar, and he's a master on a pretty unusual instrument called the theremin. I'm talking about Aaron Tyler Grant. Hi Aaron.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Great, how are you?
I'm fine. So tell me, is Alive as a musician as rock and roll as we think it is?
Probably not as rock and roll as you would think, no.
No sex and drugs all the time backstage?
No.
Okay. You have seen a lot of the world by touring. You came to Europe, you've been to Australia, and you've seen Canada and the US multiple times. Are there some remarkable differences in how a country treats you as an artist?
No, I think we've been treated really well everywhere we've gone, luckily.
Nice.
Which has been nice, yeah.
Yeah, and in terms of like backstage, do they always give you like the local specialty to eat, for instance?
No, not really. It's been pretty consistent. Like, it's been pretty much the same thing everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, like fruit and vegetables. We We try and get fruit and vegetables, and you know, they give us chips and pop and stuff.
Nice. So everything you really need.
Yeah.
All right. And the crowd, like the fans, are they acting differently?
No, I wouldn't say so. I would say that Lights fans in general are pretty polite. You know, nobody gets out of hand really at a Lights show, you know?
Yeah.
It's pretty, everybody's really nice actually.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I think if we were a punk rock band, it'd probably be a bit more rowdy.
Yeah. And I can imagine that you've had lots of adventures as an artist. And what's a story that you will never forget?
Well, when I moved away from my parents' house, I think I was 17, I moved to a town called Nanaimo on Vancouver Island. And I didn't know anybody there. I went to... I saw some posters around town for like a jam session at like a local youth center sort of thing. I didn't know anybody, so I thought, oh, I might as well go there and maybe I'll meet some musicians.
Mm-hmm.
So I went there and I showed up with my guitar and a little amplifier, and there was nobody there. There was a bunch of, I think there was about four or five teenagers, and there was no other musicians, and it was a little awkward. So I started playing guitar, and they were all just kind of staring at me. And I was like, "Is there any other musicians coming down?" And they're like, "Well, Maury said he was going to come down." And I was like, "Oh, okay." And they're like, "Oh, Maury's awesome! Like, Maury's the best guitar player in the whole city, and all this stuff."
Mm-hmm.
And then Maury walked in. And it's almost like they treated him like he was already a rock star. I met him, and then he kind of grabbed my guitar. Like, he was like, "Oh, can I try that out?" And then he kind of just left. And then I was kind of stuck there with the kids. So then I just left. But that was when I met Maury, yeah.
Oh, but eventually you just became friends after all.
Well, yeah, I just met him that one night, and then I totally forgot about him.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to this musician's used instrument sale, and I saw him again, and we kind of acknowledged each other. And then I actually helped him sell a drum set. I helped him move a drum set into this woman's car. And that woman ended up being the bass player in our first band.
Oh.
And none of us knew each other at the time. But like years later, I was playing in another band with the woman. And then I wanted to start my own band. So I asked the woman to be my bass player. And somehow, I don't know how I had run into Maury again, but I'd run into Maury maybe on the street just walking around. And I asked him to be the drummer.
Well, so many coincidences.
Yeah, and the only way that we pieced it together about the drums, like about her buying the drum set, was we were over at her house,
mm-hmm.
like years later, and we saw the drum set, and we were like, "Whoa!" And Maury was like, "That's my first drum set."
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And then eventually you just ended up, after all, at Lights Band as well.
Yeah, and Maury moved out to Toronto,
mm-hmm.
And then we kept in touch. And then when they wanted to add a fourth member in Lights, Maury really pushed for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Lights just kind of took Maury's word that I would be good enough.
Yeah.
And then they flew me out, and I was part of the band.
Yeah, and so it all happened. I think you guys were meant to be to play together.
I do believe that, yeah.
Well, it's pretty cool. Well, thank you so much for this little chat, all the way from Vancouver, by the way. And what are your plans for the future?
Well, I'm actually working on a country record.
Oh, cool.
It'll be quite different.
All right, pretty excited to hear that. And maybe we'll see you along the way touring Europe or another country soon.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Meet the Sound Backstage Edition.
From Lights. We've been talking about concerts and the live backstage, so there was only one option for me to do as a proper journalist, and that was trying to get backstage myself. I made a little radio report out of it. There's a small part in Dutch because of the location of the concert, but it's very self-explanatory. Tomorrow there's a concert of Lana Del Rey. There's one thing to do for me, and it is get backstage myself. First things first, Google how to get backstage. Enter. So I've found a pretty handy website. It lists up many ways to get backstage, like join the media. I can just make my own media pass, like a press pass. That's an option. Another one, find out what backstage passes look like, and you may be able to replicate them. Okay, next option. First, get to the area where they are letting fans, media and friends get backstage. Smile and look as if you're part of the gathering. When they start to move backstage, simply follow. Okay, I think I got it. I'm ready for tomorrow. Let's do this. just arrived near the venue. I brought a friend. Hello, Karen.
Hi.
She's my partner in crime today. We saw the front. So on the left, you have the big entrance for all the concert gear. Then on the right, near the supermarket, there's another door, a VIP entrance. And later we're going to check the back, because there's also a parking lot and maybe another door for us to get in. All right, it's time to discuss the plan. I brought some gear. First, I have a list of the crew and band members. So first plan we can try is say we are, like, for instance, we are the backline technician assistants. I also made some fake all access cards, so that's also an option if one of the above doesn't work.
I'm a bit scared.
Me too. Okay, time to move. Time for action. Let's do this. We're standing at the back and I see some fans. I think they are fans. Hi. Are you waiting here for Lana?
Yes.
Do you have any idea if she arrived yet?
Don't know, because her bus is not here, but she is inside.
Okay.
The drummer from Lana was there with his mom and his sister.
What's his name?
Tom.
Tom.
Yes. Ah, there is Tom.
This is the,
I'm gonna talk to him. I need to fix something.
The drummer. Yes.
Okay.
All right. Hey Tom, can I ask you something?
How do you know I was Tom?
Because I know a lot.
We work in mysterious ways.
Yes, we do.
The fans. I can't answer anything Lana related, but you're bound to want to know something Lana related, aren't you?
Well, not exactly. My plan is actually to get backstage tonight.
Never gonna happen. My mum and my sister are here today. They don't even go backstage.
You don't have any tips for us?
Because there's too many crazy fans. There's too many, like, you sound like sane, total fucking weirdos around. How do you know? Sorry,
all.
I can't help, but it's the same rule for everyone, you know?
What we can do is ask if we can already go to the bathroom. So I can even have a WC could again.
Du weißt, das alles noch nicht oben.
Ich kann nicht alle, das ist sehr dringend.
Ja, ich mache noch nicht, sorry.
Mein Kinder, wo macht es?
Habt ihr eine...
Ja, mein Ticket ist noch da. Sag
mal, sehen Sie, du absolut eine Toilette?
Tiffany, wie? Est-ce que tu peux accompagner cette personne jusqu'à la toilette et me la remonter directement après? Tu attends, tu la remontes, ça va?
Merci.
We're in the bathroom.
We're in the bathroom of the VIP. Talked our way in. So we'll just take our time here.
Feet don't fail me now.
And casual, take a drink. Champagne. Nice. Cheers. No, just... Okay, so I think everyone has specific tables.
I think...
we should get out of here.
It's like I told you, honey. Don't make me sad.
Oh, there's the staff entrance. I'm the backline technician assistant. Can I just go down there?
But you have to be called by the PC.
Okay.
My colleague will call your colleague, and you can enter in the
venue. Yeah. Great. Thanks. Sure. Let's say we just go to the back again. There's a door. With a code. Crap. We're a backline technician assistants, but we can find our way back in because this venue is locked.
I don't know you.
We would wanna die.
There was a grumpy guy, so only one thing to try, and it's say we're on the press list. Hi, we are press. What's the press entrance?
Over here.
Just here?
Yes, after Cuba.
Okay.
But are you on the, is she on the press list already?
I'm supposed to be. I'm Emily Tonneur.
And for which medium?
Meetsound.com.
Say your name again.
Emily Tonneur.
No, I don't have any evidence.
But I can show you my badge. Like, this is what they gave me. And I can show you my name card. Here you go. Yeah, I think there was just a stupid mistake.
I'll call someone.
Okay.
We saw that. The person who was in charge of the guest list to Universal did not receive any email or from Pizza Sound.
I'm
not going to make any troubles. I'm just supposed to write my review.
I know, but it's just a question of guests and accommodation.
So no other options for us? Thanks anyway. I think our mission failed. We can't blame ourselves for not trying, because we tried the back entrance, we tried the VIP entrance, we tried the press entrance, we tried to beg ourselves in, but nothing seemed to work, unfortunately. It was worth trying though, and I must admit I'm a bit disappointed. Anyhow, Lana will come back one day, and when Lana comes back, I'll just buy my ticket so I can get in for real. Me when I'm not young and beautiful.
Meet the Sound Backstage Edition.